Astros and Rangers wrapping up their displaced three-game series at the Trop as support for Houston is plentiful following the disaster of Hurricane Harvey. Astros down 1-0 bottom one.
Jose Altuve drives one deep to left field. Altuve can admire this one. This is well gone. Up on the catwalk, Jose Altuve, home run number 21, and the Astros have tied the game at one apiece.
How important is that interference call now? At least for the time being, A.J. fired up Altuve. That was a rocket. Little man going up on the catwalk, strutting his stuff.
3-2 pitch. Reddick rips it into right field, and that's a base hit, a one-hopper to the right fielder, Mazzara. And that'll play to run for the Astros. Houston leads it 2-1 on a RBI single by Josh Reddick. For Reddick, that's RBI number 66 on the season. And much more importantly for the Astros, take a much needed lead in this ballgame.
Little line drive into center field for a hit. Bregman took a tough pitch and lifted into the center for an RBI single. Bregman's second hit of the night. And the Astros lead this game 3-1.
What a battle, and the right guy to have up there in the situation, too. He has been hot since July.
All across the board. Here's the 0-2. And that's whistled down the third baseline. Fair ball, base hit. That'll score two for the Astros as Fisher comes through with a big single to put the Astros up 5-1 here in the eighth inning. Tough matchup, left on left. And Fisher went with the pitch the other way. And it just snuck inside the third base bag for big two runs for the Astros. Fisher with two big RBIs, getting 13 now in the season, and none too bigger than those two right there. Excellent plate appearance.
Trailing 1-0 entering the home half of the first, it was a solo home run by Jose Altuve which wiped out the deficit and set the stage for a Houston 5-1 victory as they avoided a three-game sweep at the hands of the Rangers. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch.
Big win for us, and we played hard, we played well. I think the bullpen was exceptional. I got to watch it on the TV. But all in all, it's, you know, it's a nice feeling to get a win. We haven't been playing our best in this series, and now we get on a plane and get to go home. It's the best news of the day.
Alex Cora seemed like he managed like it was a playoff game almost. Mm-hmm. His debut, what'd you think of how he did?
No, he did great. You know, I joked with him as soon as he took the reins. There were guys were running. J.D. Davis got his first stolen base of his career, one Centeno hit and run. So it was nice. I mean, obviously, I have complete trust and faith in him, and our group responded with a nice win.
Despite giving up just one unearned run, Colin McHugh was denied a victory Thursday as he went only 4 2/3 innings, throwing 91 pitches in that span. It was nonetheless a solid outing for McHugh as he shared his thoughts after the Astros 5-1 win against the Rangers on Thursday.
I didn't have a good breaking ball today at all. Slider was hit or miss. They had a lot of lefties in the lineup, so just really relying on fastball cutter to a lot of guys and take our chances with that. And so got into a couple jams. Basically every inning I was in, three guys on base. So to be able to have the defense make some plays behind me and make some quality pitches when I needed to be able to keep the game where it was, I was proud of the way that me and Centeno were able to attack guys, and then just super proud of our bullpen coming in and shutting the door.
Chris Devenski turned in 2 1/3 innings of scoreless, hitless ball in relief of starter Colin McHugh as Devenski got his 7th win on the year, helping to set the tone in Houston's 5-1 win against the Rangers on Thursday. Devenski shared his thoughts after the game.
I felt good. You know, Colin battled. He kept us in the game. You know, and I just went out there, took the ball, and, you know, just, focused on executing pitches.
How do you feel lately? A stretch run, you were hoping to turn things around. You feel like you've done that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel better. Just talking through with AJ and Strami, and you know, always trying to better myself and help this team win.
The Astros have a rare off day on Friday before returning to Minute Maid Park Saturday to kick off a weekend series with the Mets.